20 to 9. Let's go to the US next and a series of interviews with Susie Wiles. Regarded as the most powerful woman in the States, she's the White House Chief of Staff, where she describes Donald Trump as having an alcoholic's personality, Vice President J.D. Vance as having been a conspiracy theorist for a decade, and Elon Musk as an odd, odd duck. But in a post on X, she says that Vanity Fair disregarded significant context to create an overwhelmingly chaotic and negative narrative about the administration. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan, has been taking us through what Susie Wiles said.
Well, she said a lot of notable things about notable people around the cabinet of Donald Trump. I mean, bear in mind, she gave 11 interviews to this reporter, Chris Whipple, who's written several books, including one about chiefs of staff. So she thinks she's been quoted out of context. I think she might be suggesting that she'd been laying down stuff for posterity and was a bit surprised that it all came out quite so soon. Nevertheless, her comments have raised eyebrows, not least about Elon Musk, who she's described as an odd, odd duck, as geniuses often are. But he said he sleeps in the executive office during the daytime in a sleeping bag, was an avowed ketamine user. I mean, Musk has publicly denied that he takes drugs now. He said he tried prescription ketamine a few years ago, but hasn't taken it since. And it sort of criticised him for his shutting down of the US Agency for International Development, USAID, saying that she was initially aghast at what he'd done because of the fact that food aid was going to be cut off to people around the world. And she had to improvise things with the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio. However, she said Elon's attitude is you have to get it done fast. If you're an incrementalist, you just won't get your rocket to the moon. She had had some criticisms even of her boss, Donald Trump, described him as having an alcoholic's personality. Her own father, a former TV sportscaster, was an alcoholic. So she talked about it in that context of alcohol amplifying a person's personality.
Even though Trump doesn't drink.
So in that sense, yeah, this is the point. Trump doesn't drink, but she said he operates with that alcoholic's mentality that he thinks there's nothing he cannot do. Nothing, zero, nothing was her exact quote. Now, Trump came out yesterday to a newspaper in New York and said, look, everybody knows I don't drink alcohol, but I've often said that if I did, I'd have a very good chance of being an alcoholic. I've said that many times about myself because I've got a very possessive personality. So he's defending Susie Wiles, saying she's great, she's fantastic. He didn't take any offence at what she said about him having an alcoholic personality. And it's true. I mean, most of the times that I've watched him mentioning Wiles in public, he's been extremely flattering and praising of her efforts in the White House, describing her as the most powerful woman in America. She is, it should be noted, the first woman to hold the position of chief of staff of a president in the White House. So, yes, she is a very powerful person in politics in the United States. And that is a point that some of the critics of Susie Wiles have been making during the day, arising out of this interview.
Plenty of what she has to say about J.D. Vance is also reported.
Yeah, describing him as a conspiracy theorist. Again, he came back out and said, yes, I am a bit of a conspiracy theorist, but only about the conspiracies that are true, trying to laugh it off in that way. She perhaps less flatteringly had described his transition and Marco Rubio's from being never Trumpers or anti-Trumpers back in the day to being ultra-loyalists now. She was saying that whilst Rubio's transition was one based on his own principles, that he'd never betray his principles, man of honour and all that, she said J.D. Vance's move was, she described in her own words, as being more political, in that he seems to have become pro-Trump when he started running for the US Senate and then became more pro-Trump as the political situation evolved. So rather unflattering comments about the vice president. Nevertheless, the vice president has been out defending her in public today.
Sean, what has she had to say about the Epstein affair?
Well, she had a go at the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, saying that she had completely whiffed in the way she had handled that, bigging up at the start of the Trump administration that she was going to release Epstein files and then telling people, actually, we don't have any Epstein files. Wiles also said that Trump is in the files, and we know that, and that he's not doing anything wrong or awful about that got him into those files. And again, there's nothing really new about that. Trump was always denying in public, it's nothing to do with me, I don't know this guy, I'm not in the files. But she's saying, yeah, of course he's in the files, because there's photographs of him in the videos that we've all seen. So a second point relates to another former inhabitant of the White House, Bill Clinton, where she flatly contradicts things that President Trump have been saying, saying that there's no evidence that there was anything incriminating about Bill Clinton in the materials that she herself has reviewed, and said in a direct quote, the president was wrong about that.
That's Sean Whelan in Washington. We'll be talking more about that Fianna Fáil report next.